Chapter 4
Songbird Serenade! She's here! The ponies whispered in awe as the crowd parted to make way for the singer. Her two bodyguard stallions, outfitted in dark jackets and sunglasses, trotted ahead to clear the path even more. They puffed up their chests with a sense of pride and stepped aside. There she was! The pop diva, a buttercream-colored earth pony, wore her signature mane style in black and yellow choppy locks that hung directly over her eyes. She had a large pink bow behind her head and a black jacket that was effortlessly cool. Every pony always loved how mysterious her edgy look made her seem.
"Hiya," Songbird chirped in a sweet voice. "I'm looking for the pony in charge."
She scanned the crowd aimlessly, looking around at the masses of gawking ponies.
"I need to set up for my sound check."
"Songbird Serenade?" Twilight stepped forward, feeling a bit starstruck. But clearly, she should be the one to handle this, on top of everything else.
I was just going to check on you. I'm Princess Twilight."
A gooey blob of cake slid down her shoulder. Suddenly, Twilight was hyper-aware of how odd her current state must look to her guest.
"And sorry about the mess. Usually I'm not so..."
Twilight gestured, and a drop of batter managed to fling itself right onto Songbird Serenade. "Caked in cake?" Songbird laughed as her bodyguard wiped it away. Now, Twilight was officially embarrassed.
"What else could go wrong today?"
A low rumble rang out, and a mass of black and gray started to appear in the sky.
"Storm clouds?" cried Twilight. All the good feelings from the past hour were dissipating. "But I ordered perfect weather!"
She looked to Rainbow Dash in confusion. The Pegasi had supposedly been working nonstop to make sure no weather catastrophes could possibly ruin their day.
"Rainbow Dash?"
I...
Rainbow Dash's voice quavered.
"I don't think those are storm clouds."
The masses of ponies watched in bewilderment as a giant airship burst through the darkened mist. It was shaped like a giant egg, but had a wooden undercarriage like the hull of a boat. Sharp, angular propellers jutted out from the back, with a rudder below. It was most unusual.
Said Pinkie Pie with glee. "I bet those are the clowns I ordered!"
But as the ship landed on the plaza, it began to crush everything in its path, including several of the strong, tall spires that bore Canterlot's flags. Ponies galloped out of the way to make room for the monstrosity, and Pinkie Pie came to realize the scary airship was definitely not holding the clowns she had ordered.
It was something sinister.
Twilight narrowed her eyes, trying to make sense of what was happening. She had a horrible feeling, but felt powerless. She didn't even know who these visitors were, so how could she stop them? Up on the castle balcony, the other princesses experienced the same sinking sensation. A door on the hull opened, and a gangway unfurled. Silhouetted in its frame was a small, squat creature. No pony knew it yet, but his name was Grubber. From his pallid gray skin to his pig-like nose, up to his white, spiky hair, and right to the tips of his pointy claws, he was an unusual sight. Grubber hoisted a large box in front of him and made his way down the gangway toward the ponies, trying to look as intimidating as possible. Once he'd arrived at the bottom of the gangway, Grubber made a big show about pushing a button to open the box. Every pony held their breath as the box grew into a giant mechanical megaphone. Grubber held the cone up to his mouth with satisfaction and, pausing for dramatic effect, summoned his scariest voice.
"Ponies of Equestria, we come on behalf of the fearsome, the powerful, the almighty Storm King!"
Grubber gestured to the ship dramatically, and a giant poster unrolled. On it was a terrifying horned beast with icy blue eyes. An emblem that looked like two sharp spikes was emblazoned on his chest. Nothing about this intrusion seemed friendly. The ponies erupted into a wave of panicked whispers.
And now to deliver his evil, evil message, put your hooves together for Commander Tempest.
A proud grubber looked ecstatic as he gestured with his stubby arms to the door and stepped aside to make way for his superior. A striking pony stepped forward to reveal herself. Tempest Shadow's dark purple hide and cropped magenta mane was complemented by her intimidating black armor. The armor was adorned with the same sinister emblem as on the massive poster, right where a pony's cutie mark should be. A mysterious scar marked her right aqua-colored eye. But the strangest feature of all was her horn. It was broken. At first, Twilight Sparkle wasn't even sure Tempest was a unicorn. She'd never seen any pony's horn jutting out into shards like that. Something horrible had happened to her, and Twilight found herself wondering what it was. "Tempest, is it?" Princess Celestia's gentle yet commanding voice rang out as the three remaining princesses soared down from the castle balcony to greet the intruders. "How may we help you?"
"Ah, I'm so glad you asked," Tempest smirked. Her voice dripped with sarcasm. "How about we start with your complete and total surrender?"